welcome to Vacation Station, hosted by Lisa and Nancy, editors of BigBlendMagazines.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Big Blend Radio's first Thursday Travel to Larry County show with the Sequoia Tourism Council. And the Sequoia region is in Central California. It's one of our favorite places. Mm-hmm. So Tulare County is home to Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks, Giant Sequoia National Forest. Giant Sequoia National Monument and the Sequoia National Forest. I'll get it straight. So basically, if you want to go see the giant trees, this is the place to go, whether it's the forest, the national monument, and the national parks. But also, there's all of these amazing agricultural communities at the foothills of the parks and forest. And one of the destinations we're going to talk about today is Exeter. Exeter is really close to Sequoia National Park, also to Sequoia National Forest. And so I encourage you to go to exeterchamber.com. and also discover the sequoias.com. So today we're welcoming Tina Rice, who is the CEO of the Exeter Chamber of Commerce. So welcome, Tina, how are you?
I'm doing well today. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm stumbling over the forest and the monument. They're all connected, and it's really cool that, you know, these giant trees are in your backyard, but also you've got, it's got to be beautiful out there right now. In the month of May, Exeter, as I recall, you've got to have, are the orange blossoms going, or are you now going into the fruit season?
The orange blossoms are have waned tremendously over the last week or so. They were going strong for a good couple of months, and it smelled heavenly. If you're not affected by allergies, if you're affected by allergies, you might not love them as much, but I mean, just a gorgeous time of year, and strawberries are available now, and cherries. Ooh. It's a gift living in this area and having access to that fresh seasonal produce that you tend to take for granted, if you don't live here. And you don't realize how amazing the fresh fruit and vegetables are.
It's all accessible too, because you've got the roadside stands, all the farmers markets. And, as we travel full time across the country, we document parks, public lands, but we also pet sit. It's just our way, it started during COVID as our way of like getting some normalcy, but we love it. So one of the places we pet sit is in Lubbock, Texas. And we pet sit for a lady who actually is involved in agriculture in your area. Mm-hmm. It just was one of these meant to happen connections. And our first pet sit, she was going back to Tulare County. I'm like, are you kidding me? Wow. We cover Tulare County all the time. And she goes, the one thing I really miss is being able to get that fresh produce. And it's really true. When you're in Tulare County, it's like left, right, and center. You're getting something fresh from the farm. Even like in a grocery store, it's like there, the farmers markets, the farm stands, I remember even going to gas stations and getting fresh produce. And she says, that's that one thing. She goes, it's been shipped in. It's, and you guys ship around the world, really.
We do. We, in our office, we handle what are called certificates of origin, where our local packing houses are shipping oranges all over the world.
Wow. I remember one of the first times we went to Exeter, and we were checking into a hotel, and we got out of the car, and we're like, wow, what is that smell? And it was the orange blossoms. Remember, Lisa, as we're coming up the stairs, and we're like,
The Best Western in Exeter, you are surrounded by an orange grove. So like you've got a real experience.
Nice. It was so nice and like pleasant. Honey. You're just like, I'm hungry now.
I know. Well, and they've got good food in Exeter too. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
Tina,
I know you're the new CEO. We've used to talk to Sandy on the show for years. And so it's really good to have you and introduce you to everyone. Were you born and raised in Exeter? Tell us a little bit of background of you being in Exeter.
Well, I was not born and raised here. And that has helped me just truly appreciate, the produce that we were talking about. I grew up, I grew up in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, right on. Cool.
And then my job took me to, at the time I worked for in telecom, took me to Birmingham, Alabama, Atlanta, Georgia. I moved back to Birmingham prior to my husband and I moving out here. And it's because he grew up in this area. We started having children and I decided to take early retirement and we moved here so we could be around a, you know, large family. But I distinctly remember my dad just being unhappy with the produce selection at the grocery stores when I was growing up. And I was like, there's nothing, you know, what's wrong with it? It's fine. And it's because he had traveled out here so often.
Oh, wow.
And he saw the difference. Mm. And, you know, after we moved here about 10 years ago, it clicked with me. I was like, Dad, I get it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is a difference. It just is. There's nothing like fresh off the plant, the tree. Mm. You got nuts out there. You got, you know, the fruit. You got vegetables. I mean,
it's pretty too.
Mm-hmm. And it you got is. Cheese. And we got cows. Cheese.
Yeah. And everybody's got their favorite season that they look forward to. You know, right now, a lot of people are excited about strawberries. Soon it's going to be corn and people will just buy up all, you know, a lot of corn and prep it and store it. And then the grapes, I think that's probably one of my favorites.
Grapes sounds good to me.
Yeah, I mean, so that's got to be coming in. I know right now we're recording this. Nancy and I are in Eugene, Oregon, and taking care of a sweet dog, Jessie. And the garden here, she's an avid gardener, and she's got, you know, grapevine growing in every day. I'm like, okay, I'm sending her photos to England, and she's in Portugal. And I'm like, the grapes are growing. You've got butt break. So what's it looking like over there? Because you're not that far away from us. You know, I know a little warmer in climate, I know, but you've got all the vineyards have to start having leaves on them now.
They are. Yes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it'll be a few more months, but we do have that to look forward to, of course.
Yeah, nice. That is awesome. And so, you know, the other thing is Exeter is being so close to Sequoia National Park. The entrance, what is like 20 minutes, maybe?
Yes.
20, 30 minutes.
Very close.
Yeah. And so Exeter, I always tell people go there. It's like, when you think about small town America, we always used to laugh that you're like Mayberry.
Mm-hmm. No, it's true. We do get visitors from all over the world, you know, thanks to our proximity to Sequoia National Park. And people are still, they're just kind of surprised that there's still a town like this in existence. It's just a very comfortable feel. And that's, you know, that's why my husband and I ended up moving here. We came and we said, this just feels right for, you know, for us and our growing family. And
yeah, for kids to grow up, it's nice.
It is. It really is. And, you know, we're very blessed. We truly are. And it's just a beautiful little town too. I see you have our Orange Harvest mural and, you know, it's your background.
Yes, iconic. That's iconic. We had
it is iconic. That was our first mural. We now have 32, two sculptures, at the corner of Pine and E Streets. It's just a beautiful little town.
Yeah. With art. I mean, the public art to me is really cool. It really dresses up the buildings, but it's also for people coming in to a way to get a sense of what Exeter is about and the agricultural, the ranching community, the national parks. I mean, there's that one. Is the Wildflower Cafe is still there?
It is.
Oh, nice. Because there's that one near there that has the poppies and you can see the, you know, the mountains with the snow-capped peaks. And so it really shows the town for anybody coming in that maybe, you know, the chambers close at that time. I don't know if you guys ever close, you know what I mean? But, you know, people coming in, they can get a sense of what Exeter's history is about. You have one's murals, you know, of the military service. And I mean, it's really a small town, like a small town America. You can't beat it with that. It really is.
And the murals are really welcoming.
They, you know,
makes people want to walk the streets. you know, which is good. Get out of your car, take a stroll around the couple blocks, and you see all these murals. I mean, and then you've got all those really nice little shops, shopping
and restaurants and bakeries.
Yes, bakeries smell good.
Mexican restaurants.
Yes. And the murals are not only beautiful, they are very educational as well, as a lot of the history of this area and the town are incorporated into the murals. We have docent tours that are available at a very small charge. You can contact the Exeter Mural Gallery to get more information about getting a tour set up for you. It's amazing.
That's good. That's a cool idea. I
That's
like
awesome.
That.
Because when we did one with Joanne, I think it was her name that took us around. And, you know, when you have someone take you around, you get to really get a welcoming feel. Like you were talking about, the murals themselves welcome you. But when you go with someone, you get that sense of what it's like to live in Exeter, that pride, that inside gossip.
Extra information and a different perspective than what you might get on your own.
And they help you find the hidden things in the murals.
Yes.
There's always a hidden, you know, there's Walter the Cat. Everybody knows about Walter the Cat. Was the chamber mascot for many years. He's hidden in a mural. There's, I believe, something to do with the Wizard of Oz in one, you know.
Absolutely. We have a large mural just right outside my window of the railroad, and it has a hidden picture of Wizard the Oz. Plus, we're recording on May the 4th today, and there's a hidden picture of Darth Vader in there as well.
Oh, cool. May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you.
I love it. I love
that's
it.
Cool.
I think that's great. You know, so I want to know, we should have recorded at noon because the siren would have gone off, right?
Yes.
I keep telling people about the siren of Exeter. We've done so many shows. In your conference room over the years, our shows, you know, our Champagne Sunday shows we've had in your chamber office, and they started 11 at those days, back in the day.
Okay.
11 in the morning, and by noon, it would come through, and here comes, you know, the siren. So it was just always timed, and we knew it was coming, and our audience got to hear the siren quite a bit. It was pretty cool though, because nobody else gets that. I mean, it's very few towns across America have that. I think it kind of keeps people's roots in the ground, you know?
It does. You know, you know what time it is. Everybody, you know, kind of takes a break for lunch. And then on the other side of our office, I'm sure you remember just the close proximity to the train tracks. You know, that's one of the founding, that was the founding piece, was the railroad for our town. And it still plays an integral part in our agriculture operations, but we're very close to the train tracks. And I can be on a call just like this, you know, right now, and that train might come through and you get that little piece of a small town in that way as well.
The train is important because that's what took agriculture around the country, you know.
Yes.
It's huge. You know, you've got the rich agricultural history, but you have this harvest festival, the fall festival every October, and Scarecrow Festival. How is that happening for this year? Is that back on? Where are we on that? I know COVID has just, you know, really messed with all town celebrations, but I know everybody's, you know, even if gas prices suck, right? They do, especially in California, but you can afford to go from LA or from San Francisco to, you know, where you are in Exeter. It's an affordable destination to go to, go up to the park and spend some time in your community. So, I mean, are these festivals back on for folks to know and attend? Because wasn't it over 100 years old, the Fall Festival?
It is. It is over 100 years old, and our Fall Festival came back last October. It's always the second Saturday of October. That is a tradition. And we broke slightly with tradition last year by moving our Fall Festival to the streets of downtown Exeter. We closed Pine and E Streets and just filled them with music. We had a stage in the center of town. And we had music playing all day long. We had a scarecrow race that tied in with our scarecrows that are up every October. We had vendors, we had food. It was in cars, classic cars. It was a wonderful day. And we're looking forward to just seeing how we can make it even better this year. So the October 8th of 2022, downtown Exeter will be the place to be.
Awesome. Absolutely. That's, I mean, over 100 years of tradition is a huge deal. And also like it's kind of a month long celebration, as I recall. I know you've got the scarecrow contest. So, you know, throughout the entire month of, you know, October, if you walk through the streets of Exeter, you're going to see scarecrows. And there's normally a theme to, you know, the scarecrows. But as I recall, the fall festival really has like this different, you know, maybe if it's movie night in the park, or there's also the pageants, but like, it's not like, you know, it's not a bikini contest kind of thing. This is this is really like life skills.
It is. Our Miss Exeter Scholarship Program has also been an integral part of our fall festival celebration. And my staff and I are, again, looking at what we can do to make it even better for our participants. And I've been working with the high school just to get their input on information and programs that they would like to see be a part of that program.
That's cool.
Maybe you should maybe look at having a Mr. Exeter contest
that too. That could be interesting.
Yeah, it could be.
He's going to make the dress for Mrs. Exeter.
But, well, you know, that is certainly one of our most fun times of the year, but Christmas as well. I don't know if you've been here for Christmas yet.
No.
Each Thursday night in December, downtown is open. Stores are open late. Food vendors are out. And our team last year brought it some additional fun to it all by having theme nights each Thursday. So we're looking forward to expanding on that again this year too. Last December, one of our themes was an ugly Christmas sweater night. So we encouraged people to dress up in their ugly Christmas sweater. And then we
all have one.
And then we all met up at one of our downtown businesses and had judges and gave away prizes. And then we had also a real life elf on the shelf kind of scavenger hunt. We had some people dressed up as Elf on the Shelf plus Buddy the Elf. And if you could find them and get your picture made with them, you could turn, you know, that in for a prize. So we're just, you know, all sorts of,
you got to have fun.
Fun things.
But I think that's great for the community. Elf. Yeah. Cause if the community is having fun, the visitors coming into town have fun too. And it's that interaction and warmth. And I think travelers really want to have an authentic experience. You know what I mean? So I think Exeter really has that. Come for having a pancake breakfast. Come on in, you know, come have a pancake, you know.
We love people to come visit our town and get the chance to show off what we have to offer and give them that little piece of, you know, that hometown feel. We offer some just amazing restaurants and, like you said, mentioned bakeries too.
And Hometown Emporium.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Cookies.
Yes. I mean, and they now have the sweetery that's part of it. So they have candies and cupcakes and it's just amazing. But every Tuesday night right now, we have our farmer's market over at Bellcraft Brew that is located on E Street. And I mentioned Thursday nights in December, how they're open late. Well, Thursday nights have become huge here in Exeter. We have the Rockyard Tavern, Bellcraft Brew.
We're missing all these breweries. What the heck? We need to go back.
They have food trucks that come and there's music. And it's when you come through on a Tuesday or Thursday night right now, you'll see a lot of people out walking around, a lot of activity. It's really fun. And we're looking to see what we can do to to even offer more.
Oh, that's awesome. I think Thursday, because it's kind of a welcoming to the weekend. It's like, yeah, you know, some people are like, hey, it's coming. Okay, Friday won't be that bad at work if I have a good Thursday evening. You know what I mean? That's awesome. And a lot of travelers come in on a Thursday night too. Yeah. So that I love that. And then, okay, so you got awesome Mexican food. You got hometown Whistle Stop Cafe, as I recall, for breakfast. Mm-hmm. Like,
dude, that's good.
Serious. Like, if you need a good breakfast, like the breakfast of champions, in there, because it's like the Whistle Stop Cafe. It is a rail car. They've got rails. Cool. I remember the railroad thing going around on the inside. Yes. I mean, so that's still there and going.
It is. And the food is so delicious. Breakfast, of course, but I have my favorite lunch dishes there as well. And we have Exeter Coffee Company, which, you know, the smell of coffee just coming out into the street just draws you in. And right next door to that is a new bakery called Gyra Bakery, which they moved here from LA, and just some amazing,
you got to have coffee. If you don't have coffee in a town,
There's just so much here that we offer. Plus, I mean, we have, you know, some incredible French restaurants too. We have these chefs that are doing things that you would be surprised are happening in a small town such as ours.
Nice. Wow. Yeah. And what about the shopping? You still got boutiques and you've got that. I remember the one. There was a general store mercantile kind of thing where you could buy a tractor and a blouse and a dress.
You at Exeter Mercantile, who just celebrated their 116th birthday this past weekend.
Wow.
You can buy on one side of the store farm equipment. Yes, a tractor. Mm-hmm. On the other side of the store is fine china.
That's funny.
You know, clothing, your general hardware needs. I mean, it is a must stop. If you come to Exeter, you will be amazed. Jewelry, I always find something there. We also have other clothing stores: Main Street, Exeter, Rosemary, and Time. We have a new business that just moved in on Pine Street called Langley Threads. This young lady designs and makes her own clothing, and just impressive, beautiful work.
This is cool.
Yeah.
Well, we have to come back now.
You do.
I miss Exeter. I love Exeter.
Like, I feel like I've missed out on something, that you all had champagne here before. And
yeah, I know. Yes. All I know is we have to meet for champagne, and then of course, go to breweries, and there's food in between and walking, so we'll be okay. And murals, so we'll all be, you know, steady by the time we get to the hotel, right, Nancy?
Yeah, and then I was just reading a couple of articles on condors, and they have been releasing condors back into the wild. And a lot of the condors are coming your way and settling in, because they like the sequoias, they love the redwoods, and they like the sequoia trees. So I think, you know, that in over the next few months, you might have some condor nesting in your trees, which would be awesome. Yeah.
We better not sound off the siren. welcome, they're here.
Yeah.
No, but I think Exeter again, I mean, in Quia Oaks Preserve, I remember being very close by for walking. Mm-hmm. And 4th of July, is that happening this year or is it going to be for next year?
No, even 4th of July came back last year, the fireworks show. And that was, coincidentally, that was my very first day in Exeter. Oh,
welcome. Yeah, boom.
Was on 4th of July. Here.
I know. Welcome, Tina. Kaboom, kaboom, kaboom.
I know. It was wonderful. We were living in Alabama at the time, and we came out to visit family. And we came to Exeter to watch the fireworks show. So that's near and dear to my heart. That is put on by the Lions Club, and
they have a pancake breakfast, I'm just saying.
And actually, I know this won't air in time, but the Lions Club puts on a brew fest every year that brings in, it's the first Saturday of May, and it brings in people from all over the area, and that's at the Exeter Memorial. So that's something that people here look forward to every year. There's always something to do.
See, that's a plan for next year.
Exactly. Mm. Well, actually, you know, if you're in the area, this airs tomorrow. So everybody, if you're in the area, go get your beer.
Yes.
And don't send me photos because we'll be jealous, but we do want to see the photos. We'll just be jealous. It's okay. We're good with that. But oh, it's so good to connect with you and have you back on the show, or I should say the first time on the show with us.
Thank you.
It's just really good to be reacquainted with one of our favorite destinations.
Yeah,
and we love all of Tulare County. I mean, really, you've got, it's like, I think everything that's important in life is in Tulare County, if I could put it that way. Like, you've got, where does your food come from? You've got nature, you've got history, community, right? Sense of community. And when you travel, the sense of community is everything. Because look, if you don't have a sense of community, you break down in a place and there's no sense of community, you're really broken down. But if you break down in Tulare County, I can guarantee you someone's going to pull over and help you. Right? That's the difference, you know?
It is. And, you know, you speaking to sense of community, that's one of my favorite things about traveling is I want to go and I want to experience what it's like to live in that area. Just get a feel of that community. Mm. And you can definitely do that here. We're, you know, we have enough to offer all your needs. But also it's small enough that you really get that sense of what it's like to be here.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's why we keep circling back. We're like the condors. We just keep coming back. So everyone, go to exeterchamber.com to learn more. Also, Sequoia Tourism Council, we do this show every first Thursday again, travel to Tulare County. So go to discoverthesequoias.com and keep up with us at bigblendradio.com. Thank you so much, Dean. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you again for having me. And again, at exeterchamber.com, you can sign up to be part of our, receive our e-newsletter and to find out what's going on in our community.
Mm-hmm. Nice.